Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote?
Oh, no.
Has any member failed to vote?
Eight.
Would the clerk take the roll?
33 members present.
33 members. There's a quorum present to conduct business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, there are two members excused, Representatives Cotton and Pinalberry. In addition, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Furness be excused from the call of the House today.
Are there any objections to the request of Representative Furness being excused from the call of the House? Hearing none, so ordered. Our chaplain today is Joel Orlove. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Thank you. On behalf of the Jewish Juneau community, I'm glad to be here. We're asked to give the prayer. We met with the board to see if it was okay, and I had a great empathy for your body. Everybody was delighted and honored, although part of the membership felt that there was a division in church and state and we should not do the prayer. So I checked the calendar and I found out it was April Fool's Day, and I am honored to be here. If I could do a short serenity prayer, I'd be very honored. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Representative Collins, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the record.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 73rd, 74th, 75th, 76th, 77th, the 78th legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 73rd through the 78th days in House Supplement Number 102 and 103.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the journal that the journals for the 73rd through 78th days in House Supplement 102 and 103 be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journals or the supplements? Hearing no objections, the journals and supplements stand approved. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to note for the Chief Clerk that Representative Fuller is ill and therefore excused from the call of the House.
Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Hurley.
Mr. Speaker, I have a great honor today to introduce to this body a man who has been a member of the legislature in 1955, a former judge who is not my constituent, but a constituent of Representative Clarkson's and Representative Ewing, Judge Plummer.
Judge Plummer, as a distinguished member of this body, would you care to share with us a few words of wisdom? Thank you very much. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two guests today for introduction in Gallery B. One is the editor-in-chief of the Peninsula Clarion, which we all get and read, from Kenai, John Mars. And the other is the wife of former legislator Hugh Malone and a good friend of mine, Chris Malone.
Representative Davis.
I have some friends visiting from Maryland and also from Pittsburgh, parents and grandparents of a young woman in my staff, Catherine Reardon. We have Ken, Mary, Brad, and Janine from Maryland and Pittsburgh. Welcome to the state.
Mm-hmm. Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, as well as I'm sure all the other members of the body, appreciate the aides and all of the things that they do for us. And we have visiting with us today in Gallery A one of last year's aides, Greg Smith.
Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, from California, we have a visitor who was here when she was 10 years old, and I don't think she realized then that she would be coming back with her daughter and seeing her son-in-law on this floor. It was a few years ago that she was here. My mother-in-law, Virginia Hoxley, is here with my wife, Babby, and my three boys, Brooke, Brendan, and Darren. If you'd welcome.
Do we have any further guests for introduction? This brings us down to messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved and the following citation, and it was transmitted to Legislative Affairs, honoring William Bill Mendenhall, and honoring Vernon, and transmitted for consideration is a citation honoring Vernon M. Metcalf by Senators Kelly Ray, Eliason Ziegler, Vic Fisher, Kurtula Josephson, Halford, Sturgiluski, and Bennett, and one in memoriam for Warren Pellett Sr. by Senator Eliason and Representative Grusendorf.
The citations sent for our consideration will be referred to rules for calendaring.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill No. 412 by Fakes, an act relating to claims against the state.
That will be referred to State Affairs and the Judiciary Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution No. 39, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the right of a citizen to keep and bear arms.
One standing committee, Judiciary.
Senate Joint Resolution No. 47 by the Resources Committee, requesting additional action by the United States to reduce high seas interception of Alaska-bound salmon.
Rules Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 197, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to filing and recording and to recordable documents and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any further communications to come before this body?
Mr. Speaker, we've received the report, the 16th annual report of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission covering the fiscal year ending June 30, 1985, and it's on file in the Speaker's office. And we've also received from the Alaska Public Defenders Agency the report regarding fiscal year 85 activities, and this is also on file in the Speaker's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 69, Judiciary amended, relating to licensing and regulation of the sale and distribution of alcoholic beverages, and recommends it be replaced with House committee substitute for Senate Bill 69, CNRA with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Gall Chairman, signing do pass, Grunberg, Kopanen, Wallace, and Gall, signing do not pass, unreasonable restriction of free trade, Maru, and having no recommendation. Furness and Phillips. Senate Bill 69 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Hess Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 227, Finance, relating to the practice of social work and establishing the Board of Social Worker Examiners, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 227, Hess, with the same title, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs Kopanen and Grunberg, concurring Grunberg, Kopanen, Taylor, Hurley, and Thompson, having no recommendation, Pettyjohn and Hanley. Senate Bill 227 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Concurrent Resolution 47, establishing a joint special committee on state employee compensation, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Zemanski, Duncan, Porchot, Euling, Rieger, Frank, and Binkley. House Concurrent Resolution No. 47 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Concurrent Resolution 52, State Assumption of Federally Mandated Programs, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Schultz, co-chair, concurring Schultz, Herman, Thompson, Jenkins, Wallace, and Cato, having no recommendation, Sund, and Pierce. House Concurrent Resolution 52 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. We received a letter of intent on committee substitute for second sponsor substitute for House Bill 181, Transportation, and it will be printed in the Journal.
The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 306 relating to the promotion of the marketing of forest products under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 306 Resources with a new title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Schultz, co-chair, signing do pass, Schultz, Cato, Jenkins, Pierce, Sund, and Thompson, having no recommendation, Herman and Wallace. House Bill 306 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 339, limitation of municipal oil and gas production and pipeline property taxes to pay for bonds, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 339, oil and gas, with a new title, and reports as follows. The report was signed by Gall, chairman, signing DuPass, Maru, and Furness, having no recommendation, Kopanen, Phillips, Grunberg, and Gall, signing do not pass, Wallace. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 339 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 458 relating to the adoption of regulations and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 458, State Affairs, with the same title, and recommends it do pass and submits 10 fiscal notes. The report was signed by Hurley, chairman, signing do pass, Boucher, Collins, and Jenkins, having no recommendation, Navarre and Hurley. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 458 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 466 relating to Alaskan resident employment preference and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 466, Judiciary, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches two fiscal notes. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, chairman, signing do pass, M.M. Miller, Sund, Grunberg, Taylor, and Phillips, having no recommendation, Pettijohn. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 466 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 499 relating to a decedent's estate, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 499, Judiciary, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, chairman, concurring M.M. Miller, Sund, Grunberg, Taylor, Phillips, and Clarkson. Pettijohn has no recommendation. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 499 has no further referral. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 520 relating to public school construction and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 520, CNRA, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by the chairman, Gall, signing do pass, Kopanen, Grunberg, and Gall, having no recommendation, Maru and Wallace. House Bill 520 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 544, prohibiting the use of certain business names and establishing remedies and penalties for violations, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 544, Judiciary, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note and a zero fiscal note with analysis. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, chairman, signing do pass, M.M. Miller, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Phillips, having no recommendations, Sund and Clarkson. House Bill 544 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 558 relating to revenue sharing and municipal assistance, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 558, Finance, with a new title, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Duncan, Larson, Forshow, Rieger, Frank, and Binkley, having no recommendations, Zemanski and Euling. House Bill 558 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 561 relating to public use cabins, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 561, Finance, with the same title, recommends it do pass, attaches a letter of intent and a fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams, chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Zemanski, Duncan, Porchot, Euling, Rieger, and Binkley. Frank has no recommendation. House Bill 561 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 563, Duties of the Commission on Judicial Qualifications, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 563, Judiciary, with a new title, reports it back as follows with a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, chairman, concurring M.M. Miller, Sund, Pettijohn, Grunberg, and Phillips. Taylor has no recommendation. House Bill 563 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 632 relating to a right to farm and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 632, Resources, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Schultz, co-chair, concurring Schultz, Herman, Cato, Jenkins, Pierce, Sund, and Wallace. Thompson has no recommendation. House Bill 632 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 641 relating to generic drugs, pharmaceuticals, and the Board of Pharmacy repealing the Marijuana Therapeutic Research Program and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 641 Hess with the same title, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note and a sunset review. The report was signed by the co-chairs Gruenberg and Kopanen, concurring, signing due pass, Gruenberg, Kopanen, Taylor, and Hurley. Having no recommendation, Pettijohn, Thompson, and Hanley. House Bill 641 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 656, establishing a limit on the amount of bonded indebtedness a municipality may have outstanding, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 656 CNRA with a new title, recommends as follows, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Gall, Chairman, signing do pass, Maru, and Furness. Having no recommendation, Kopanen, Phillips, and Gall. Signing do not pass, Gruenberg and Wallace. House Bill 656 has a further referral to the Loans Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 691, Medical Care for Newly Born Children, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 691 Hess with a new title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Gruenberg. Concurring, Kopanen, Gruenberg, Pettijohn, Hanley, Taylor, and Hurley. Thompson has no recommendation. House Bill 691 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 697, prohibiting municipal sales tax on purchases made with food stamps, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 697 Hess with the same title, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs Gruenberg and Kopanen. Concurring, Gruenberg, Kopanen, Hurley, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Hanley. House Bill 697 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on State Loans has had House Bill 135, establishing a small business development loan program, under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 135 Loans with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Sun, Chairman, signing do pass, Sun, Duncan, and Cotton, having no recommendation, Fuller and Euling. House Bill 135 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring University of Alaska Fairbanks 1986 College Bowl Team Northwest Regional Champions by Representatives Kopanen and Davis and Senator Fahrenkamp.
The citation will go to rules for calendaring.
House Joint Resolution Number 69 by the Resources Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature.
Two standing committees, State Affairs and the Judiciary Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 70 by the Resources Committee, relating to placer mining in the state.
Resources and the Judiciary Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction, first reading, and reference to House bills.
House Bill 703 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the use of firearms in state parks, state marine parks, state wildlife preserves, and state recreation areas.
Resources and the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 704 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the disposal of state materials.
Resources and the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the consideration of today's calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 559 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act approving the sale of Cooperick River Unit Royalty Oil by the State of Alaska to PetroStar Incorporated and Chevron USA Incorporated and providing for an effective date. The House Special Committee on Oil and Gas has considered the bill and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Davis, Chairman, signing do pass, Maru, Pinalberry, Davis, Sun, Porchot, and Zemanski. The Resources Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Schultz, co-chair. Concurring, Schultz, Wallace, M.W. Miller, Thompson, Sun, Pierce, and Jenkins. Cato has no recommendation. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Cotton, Ringstad, Duncan, Zemanski, Frank, Larson, Porchot, and Rieger. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no committee substitute or amendments, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 559 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final pass. Excuse me, pass.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill for the third time?
House Bill 559 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act approving the sale of Cooper River Unit Royalty Oil by the State of Alaska to PetroStar Incorporated and Chevron USA Incorporated and providing for an effective date.
Is there any debate? Representative Miller.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to just announce to the body that I'm going to vote against this bill, not because the bill itself has any faults structurally and conformity with the statutes in every other respect. It's probably a good bill. But Mr. Speaker, as long as one of the companies here, Chevron USA, continues to charge the rate for gasoline that they're charging that results in the kind of at-the-pump price that people in my town are paying, I'll be darned if I see any reason why we should give them our royalty oil. And so I'm going to be voting no, Mr. Speaker, not in opposition to the contract, but in opposition to the policy that this particular company, one of two companies that have a virtual lock on gasoline in Southeast Alaska, I'm going to be voting against them for that reason. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 559 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 559 has passed the House. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on final passage of House Bill 559 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we have a brief at ease, please?
Would the House please stand at ease? Would the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we just completed the work on House Bill 559. Would the clerk at this time please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 24 by Eliason, Sturgiluski, and Jaroff, relating to appointment of representatives to the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force. The Resources Committee has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Schultz, co-chair. Signing do pass, Cato Jenkins, son, M.W. Miller, Schultz, Thompson, Herman, and Wallace. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
The resolution is before us in second and final reading. Having no amendments, is there any debate? Representative Gruenberg.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I support this, and I'm not going to offer an amendment. I'd just like to call the body's attention to one thing, that if we're dealing here with the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force, I think it might be appropriate also to send a copy to the presiding officer of the legislature in Hawaii. I don't know if it's necessary to have an amendment for that. I don't plan to offer it, but possibly as a matter of courtesy. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gruenberg. Representative Maru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is another resolution that sounds great. I just wonder if it's going to be doing any good. I'll invite any comments from any of my colleagues. I would like to point out that this is another fisheries task force. This is going to be called the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force. We already have a North Pacific Fisheries Management Council appointed at the federal level and the Halibut Commission appointed at the federal level. So how is a state legislative task force going to really do any good other than to provide some other way to spend interim funds? Furthermore, I notice on the bylaws, page 5 of the bylaws of the proposed task force, Article 6, Fiscal, Section 1, 80% of the budget of the task force shall be shared equally by participating states having a boundary on the Pacific Ocean. Now, of course, there's only 4 states that have boundaries on the Pacific Ocean within the United States. One of those is Alaska. This resolution currently has a 0 fiscal note, although a $5,000 estimated cost would be absorbed by the Legislative Council. What sort of fiscal impact is this going to have next year? If it's $5,000 this year, is it going to be $100,000 next year? Is it going to be $250,000? What do we have to look forward to next year? What I'm getting at is that this looks like another frill that we don't need. It isn't going to do any good, but it's still going to cost money. I certainly invite any comments to the contrary.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's not my understanding that the cost will be escalating significantly over the years. The Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force, I had introduced similar legislation in 85, is a group that was put together by these western states. Alaska is just becoming involved for the purpose of discussing fisheries issues which affect all of our states. Unlike the other groups that were mentioned by the previous speaker, it's not a regulatory agency in any sense of the word. It's simply an opportunity for us to meet to ensure that our mutual concerns are well understood, to discuss issues of common concern. There was some concern, for example, that votes taken by this group might be binding on Alaska, and somehow, since we would not have control of the group, could affect us negatively. But it's purely an opportunity, rather than to make decisions which would bind us, it's simply an opportunity to meet with our sister states and develop policies that are of common interest and common concern. So I don't think it's something that the previous speaker has to be too worried about. Thank you.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'm concerned about one of the statements that the gentleman from Homer made. Often we feel that we've been excluded from the United States, and I felt if in his calculation only four states border the Pacific Ocean and something happened, and I was wondering what state is missing. I count five.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 24 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 24 has passed the House. We have some final action on some citation before us on today's calendar. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that all of the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objections to the citation on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citation on today's calendar stand approved. Representative Clarkson. Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had just completed the daily calendar. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on House Bill 630 be held over one legislative day.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following people be excused from the call of the House. Representative Herman, all day Friday, April 11th through Monday, all day Monday, April 14th. Representative Gruenberg, upon adjournment Friday, April 18th until playing time Monday, April 21. Representative Kopanen, Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. until playing time Monday, April 21. Representative Boucher, 5 p.m. Thursday, April 17, until playing time Monday, April 21. And once again, Representative Boucher, Friday, April 25 at 5 p.m. and through and until playing time Monday, April 28.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the following people are excused from the call of the House. Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, could we revert up to introductions of guests?
Are there any objections to the request? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
I just noticed a fellow come in from my district whom I'm very proud of and who I enjoy very much, and I think you will also, would you help me welcome Keith Campbell from Seward? He's in Gallery B.
Are there any further guests for introduction? This brings us back down to unfinished business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to take up one item in the limbo file, House Bill 148. Speaker, if I could make a few preliminary comments. This is a bill passed by this body, I think, last year. It was passed by the Senate this year with no changes from the House version, and it was not until it was ready for enrolling that it was discovered that a change in the House required an amendment to the title. Therefore, after discussions with the Senate has returned the bill to us for a technical amendment to the title so that the title reflects the body of the legislation. I've had the amendment placed on every member's desk. Rule 35 does allow an amendment to the title any time prior to enrollment. Therefore, a motion to amend the title is appropriate at this time. And, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that Amendment Number 1 to Committee Substitute for House Bill 148, Judiciary, be approved.
Are there any objections to Amendment Number 1? Hearing no objections, Amendment Number 1 stands approved to the title. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, again, just to clarify, this does not now require another vote on final passage. It's simply returned to the Senate with the title amendment.
Representative Cato.
Could we again revert to introduction? I guess my eyes aren't as good as they should be. Yeah.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
In Gallery A, we have with us today a very special friend of mine and a friend of all of yours, an individual from Valdez who I've worked with a long time, Lyle Van Bargen from Alyeska Pipelines.
Representative Miller.
We be at ease.
Okay, would the House please stand it? Would the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we were under unfinished business, and that's where we are. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, at this time, I'd like to move to waive House Bill 631 from Judiciary. This is a bill, an act relating to elections and providing for an effective date. I've touched base, at least, with the members of the Judiciary Committee, and they concur in this. My understanding is that in finance, there are already several election bills that probably should be treated more or less as a package, and this would allow this bill to go forward and be treated in that package.
Are there any objections to the request? Hearing no objections, the bill is waived to the next committee of referral, which is finance. Representative Kopanen.
Thank you. The HES committee would like to waive House Bill 627, an act relating to the use of water, to the next committee of referral, which is rules. There is an amendment which will clarify the bill, and that will be acted on in rules.
Are there any objections to the request? Hearing no objections, that bill will be referred to rules. Do we have any further unfinished business to come before this body? This brings us down to announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Labor and Commerce Committee will meet immediately after session today to take up the two bills that are on today's calendar. House Bill 532 was held over on Thursday, and it will be heard tomorrow.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Hess Committee will meet at 4:30 this afternoon. We will consider House Bill 614, the Board of Dental Examiners, and that should be a very brief meeting. We will not consider House Bill 625, which is a special appropriation for mental health lands, and we will not consider House Bill 424, Behavior Board of Behavioral Examiners. I urge the members to be prompt because it will probably be about a 10-minute meeting. I would like a quorum and to pass the bill and take votes and get out quickly.
Representative Miller.
To members of the Judiciary Committee, since it is unusual, we'll be meeting at 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning to hear two bills, 460 regarding off-road vehicles and 345, the dram shop law. And then, of course, we'll be meeting in the afternoon as well as at our regular time at 1:30.
Representative Sund.
Yeah, two committee announcements, Mr. Speaker. The DNR, the Subcommittee on Finance on Department of Natural Resource meetings that are scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. will be changed to Thursday and Friday at 7 a.m. Thursday will be in agriculture and mining. Friday is on forestry. And the House Loans Committee meeting for 3:30 today will be put off until 3:30 on Thursday.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A number of members have expressed interest in the hearings that the House Special Committee on Fisheries held this year regarding fish and wildlife enforcement. And for those of you who are interested, the final meeting on that subject, at which time our resolution will be passed out and our report reviewed, will be held at 8:30 on Thursday morning in Capitol Room 17. Once again, that's 8:30 a.m. this Thursday morning.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, it's our misfortune that we were not in session when one member had a birthday, and I'd like to honor her on her birthday today, Katie Hurley.
Representative Hurley.
Thank you, members of the legislature. It's great to be 65.
Representative Martin, under announcements.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, on an announcement, if you allow me the liberty, there was a little concern expressed last week when certain bills were canceled, and I don't really know what the bills were, except that people, state employees as well as public employees, came into town to give testimony, and then some this morning came into town to give testimony because they were called upon. Then all of a sudden, the bills were canceled, or the hearings were. And I see today, the one gentleman from Ketchikan did the excellent way that it should be done. For various reasons, you have to cancel for some reason. And then you immediately, as he did, said that these bills will be heard the following day or the next day at 3 p.m. and so on. But we had a procedure last week and two announcements today where they would just cancel, and those people who may or may not be concerned about the bills, but especially the state workers and public workers, come down, spend money, state money, and then it's canceled. There's at least six of them this morning that went back because the bill was canceled. They had no idea. And I really think that if all the chairmen could copy the direction given by Representative Sun on how to do this, it would make a lot of people feel a lot better. Thank you.
Any further announcements? This brings us down to special orders. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move and ask the House consent that I be granted permission to speak under special orders on good news, bad news.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I didn't debate a piece of legislation we had on the floor today because I felt that based on the committee referrals and that there was pretty much overwhelming support for it, and it was House Bill 559, which was approving the sale of Kuparuk River Royalty Oil to both PetroStar and Chevron USA. I guess what I call that is good news, and good news from the perspective that what we're looking at in Alaska is a very difficult future ahead of us with the declining oil revenues based on oil production. I should say not oil production, but declining prices, not production itself. But associated with that is the industry and the infrastructure that we've created in Alaska with regard to in-state refining. Not only would I support this legislation, but other types of legislation that would encourage this type of refining and the continued products that it's going to bring in Alaska. Well, we haven't seen an immediate impact to southeastern Alaska, as the representative from Southeastern has indicated. We have seen a tremendous impact in Alaska, in Fairbanks, down the line to Valdez, all the way over to Kenai. And in that light, we've brought about hundreds and thousands of jobs. And I think it's a significant note to have good news, particularly on a day when you have bad news. The bad news, which many of you have heard, came from Sahio today, where their posting was down $2, which has significant impact on the deliberations that the Finance Committee is going to be going through in the next several days. And throughout this week, as we all sit down and try to see how we're going to grasp with balancing the budget. Well, Mr. Speaker, I just want to say in that light, after returning from this brief break over Easter, that the constituency I've talked to is very concerned with the decisions that we're making here. And again, let me reiterate what I indicated earlier this week, that whatever we do, it be equitable, it be fair, and that the people of Alaska understand what we're doing. And with that, Mr. Speaker, let me just say that while we've discussed sometimes 8, 9, 10% reductions, in many cases we may have to go below 10%, 11 or 12%, or eliminate total programs. But I think that the public, at least from my visits with them during this brief recess, indicated to me that they're prepared to do that. And they're prepared to see us deal responsibly with the budget. And I would hope that my colleagues, the ones who are looking at the budget, look at particularly that issue of what we're going to do with the savings. The windfalls that have come in, the undistributed income account, and how we're going to use that to balance the budget. Mr. Speaker, I think it's possible to leave here in the 120-day session without spending all the windfalls, balancing the budget, and depositing the undistributed income account. I'm going to strongly advocate that, and I hope the rest of us, as a body as a whole, deal with that in a responsible way. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask...
1 minute here. Representative Phillips, were you seeking the floor?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give my notice of reconsideration for House Bill 559.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.